Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to your rush hour. We're here till 6 o'clock. 133-53 is our number. You can get on the text line. And I want to say hello to my team straight away. We've got plenty to get through. Obviously, we've had a very, 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 very good weekend. Greg Blewett, I welcome you.
G'day, Juz.
I welcome you, Bernie Vince.
G'day, Andrew Jum.
And Emma G, welcome back.
Thanks. She's hi, Juz. I'm back.
Welcome back,
I feel
team.
Like we're welcoming you back a lot.
I get away a lot.
Going away.
Well, Crows got knocked off by 43 points against the Gold Coast Suns. We're going to talk live to Matthew Nix very shortly, family.
Watch that back again this morning, Jars.
Yeah, I watched it again. I actually watched it last night when I got home from our little tour.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that very shortly.
We will.
And we're going to catch up with some lads down at Nangwari. The Nangwari Saints won their first game since 2014.
2014.
The captain and the vice captain will go live to the pub.
Live cross.
What do you reckon they're on the tour?
Mad Monday.
They've lost about 104 games consecutive.
Oh, yes, they have.
But great local community type football set up down there.
So had some bad luck along the way too with their change rooms. But we'll ask them all about that.
So, yes.
Did you play a team on the weekend that hadn't won a game for a long time as well, Jars?
We were outclassed, outcoached, outplayed by the Freeling Football Club, who played beautiful football. So that was their first win since 2019.
Ooh. 35 games, wasn't it?
Something like that, Bern. Yeah, so disappointing on behalf of our football club at home. So
close one?
We'll have to... We're never in it.
Never in it.
From the first bounce until the last bounce.
How angry did you get?
I was okay.
Jeez, really? You've lost a few at home.
Yeah, we have three now.
It used to be the
castle.
The fortress.
What's happened? Fortress. Well, that's a good question. Mm. We'll have to sort that out, but... Terrific. And that's what footy's about.
Yeah,
that's why we love this great game. Because if you don't turn up, you're going to get smacked on the backside.
Yep.
And
at
we
all
got
levels.
Smacked all right.
All levels.
And we got all levels over the weekend, didn't we, Greg?
All levels?
Yeah.
What do you
mean? I said all levels.
Audio?
Of your activities on and off the field.
It's very open.
I had a very busy weekend.
You did. That's...
And you know what topped it off? A pupil-free day today.
Oh,
so
no.
So we had both the little tackers at home.
What's wrong?
So it was.
Why are you frustrated as a father?
I'm a little bit yourself in the head.
Yeah, why'd you
a little bit
what fatigued, and they were just like a little puppy. They were just nipping at my ankles all day today.
Why'd you hit yourself then?
Yeah,
that's concussion rule.
That's
we have
concerning.
A radio concussion rule.
Yeah,
and
12
you
days out.
You had the Triple M team over for the very good game against Port Adelaide and the Swans.
Well done, Port. Outstanding. They were that third quarter played some of the best footy I've seen this year. Kept coming through the corridor, Jars, played exciting footy, great to watch. It was a great day. The sun was out, big crowd in. It was really entertaining. The best game I've seen Port play this year. Well, and the Swans coming off beating Richmond and Melbourne their last two games. So they were up and about, full team. Franklin back in. So they had their full team. So full credit to Port Adelaide.
Yep. Well done. Disappointing 43-point loss to the Gold Coast Suns yesterday, who have been tracking beautifully. And we've got an opportunity to talk to the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix, joins us. Good afternoon, Matty, and thanks for your time.
How you going, guys?
Yes, good, you sound a bit flat, but you should be, because disappointing performance yesterday. And, Matty, you said it was hard to watch in the 43-point loss to the Gold Coast yesterday. So how do you fix it? What are you going to do to change it moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question. When I made that statement, I was probably talking for all of us. Our members and supporters, I could feel for them at the moment. We're in a bit of a flat patch as a group. We're in a rut. We've lost our confidence, our ability to trust each other and just play the way we want to play consistently. And so, it becomes hard to watch that. It's, we're not really entertaining our members and giving them much to cheer about, unfortunately. And so that's our work on Jars. We've got to find a way to get out of it. We felt like we've had some pretty good form throughout this season, be it it's varied. A couple of really good patches where we were able to perform well and get results. But of late, we found ourselves struggling in a couple of areas. Converting in front of goals has now led to really losing confidence all around the ground with our execution and that connection piece. So disappointing, a really tough day for our supporters and all of us involved, really, up on the Gold Coast. Be it, we don't want to take anything away from our opposition, who have been pretty solid this year, and they put us to the sword on the weekend.
Nixie, coming off the bye, you would have had a mid-season review. Where did you see yourself at? Because you're 4-9 now. What was the biggest areas you think of improvement? You touched on disposal then?
Yeah, well, that was one of them, Bern. We and the main one really, it was execution. When we talk about execution, we're talking about, you know, hitting targets when it's open, under no pressure, you know, executing handballs, simple handballs, and then converting in front of goal. Over the last month, we've been really disappointing in that space. Something that we started the season really well and have done a lot of work on. So, as you know, sometimes when you can lose confidence in yourself as an individual, you know, and then the pressure begins to build because you make one mistake, it becomes two, it becomes three. And what we're finding at the moment is, as a group, we've really dropped off with that confidence level, and it's showing up in games. We've had our opportunities. I think we got within 13 points in the game, and we really weren't playing well, you know, for a standard we've put out there this year. So I guess if you're trying to find a positive out of it, as bad as we're going in a number of areas, we are getting a few things right, and they're keeping us in games.
Hey, Nixie, just speaking on that execution, does eventually that affect selection? If you can't kick, you can't play? Because a lot of your mids are finding a lot of the footy, but turning it over way too much. 13 goals, I think it was, score from turnover.
Yeah, you're right, and it does. I mean, we look at a number of key areas and values that we want to play by. You know, part of that is we talk about bringing your weapons, and that's using the ball by hand and by foot, making the right decisions with the ball in hand. We were punished on the weekend, as good as you'll see from a team off intercept. You know, they intercepted the ball when we made a mistake, they made us pay for it, and we weren't able to do it the other way. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes, selection comes into that. I'd probably say on the weekend we played a side where we felt we had that in. You know, Wayne Miller is getting himself back into the game of footy at the moment and getting up to speed. He's a very good ball user and a really important part of that. Paddy Parnell is someone that's come in. He's playing his second game. You know, that's one of his weapons with the ball in hand. Obviously, Jordan Dawson's one we brought in. But at the moment, when it's not going well for the team, you know, what can happen with that is we all try that a little bit harder and go away from what is our game plan. And sometimes that costs you even more and everyone gets a little bit desperate. But they're trying hard at the moment. We've lost our confidence in it and we've got to find a way to get it back.
Nixie, I've heard a couple of times this season, either yourself or some of the players have said that you're a better team than what you were last year. How do you measure that internally? It's obviously not a win-loss thing, but why are we a better team and do you still believe that?
Yeah, look, I mean, I feel like I think our squad's really improved. I feel like we've now got 44 players. We've been playing some great footy at sample level and we've changed the squad throughout the years. We've changed the AFL team, made selection around things we just spoke about, you know, guys that are in good form, you know, keeping the balance right at an AFL level. And we've been able to pick the side and bring in guys we feel are in really good form at an SANFL level. Now, this is different to this time last year where we couldn't, you know, we were struggling to get wins at SANFL level or play to the level that we felt was acceptable. Now, at the moment, you know, we've got Chase Jones, Lukey Pedler, you know, Nankervis, who we recently brought onto the list, Schoenberg, you know, these guys are playing back at SANFL level and playing good footy, and they'll get their opportunity because of that, and we'll feel, you know, there's no issue for us. If we're not getting it done at AFL level, then these guys are ready to go and they'll come in when the times are up.
Nixie, your DNA has been dogfight, scraggers, love to defend, take the game on.
Tackle
pressure. Do you, as a senior coach, obviously feeling some heat internally and externally, I would imagine, because you're 4-13, do you review your DNA moving forward to this football club, or are you going to keep backing in what you think's best with this young squad moving forward?
Oh, we're always reviewing it and we're always looking at how we round our game out. And sometimes that can be a bit of an issue. I think any time we've walked off the ground, Jars, and we felt like the fight and, you know, bringing the contest has been there, yeah. I think everyone's been pretty proud of what they've seen. Mm-hmm. And I still strongly believe it's a finals brand of footy. But you know what? That's the baseline. That's what every team needs to bring to win games of footy. The best teams get to a point where they don't need to talk about that anymore, because their game's so rounded that it almost goes unnoticed. It's just an expectation. And we want to get to that point where that is an expectation. That's what we bring every week. I'd say our guys are still doing their utmost to play that way for our supporters and for each other. And at the moment, if you're looking at an area, we're letting ourselves down. It's some of the simple things that it's executing. It's hitting a target when you're expected to. It's, you know, completing a play when you should be scoring off an intercept. That's really what's letting us down. And we find ourselves then chasing back the other way, you know, burning tickets in running up the hill instead of enjoying running down it.
Hey, a lot of senior players playing through the midfield, in particular Laird, Keys, Crouch. Does it ever come across your mind just to go, right, we're not getting it done here. Let's play. And, you know, Sam Berry played a lot of mid yesterday, 12 clearances, very good game. Saligo played a little bit through there. Does it ever come across your mind just go, right, I'm just going to play the kids through there and send maybe Laird to half back, Crouchy out to a wing or Keys to a half forward?
Yeah, look, we're always talking about what is the best mix for us in there, that balance of probably a little bit more mature body versus, say, a younger Saligo, for example.
Yep.
You know, we love what Jake Saligo's done. Talk about, you know, really positive, exciting stories about for the future for this footy club. He's an amazing young footballer, considering the amount of games of footy he's played. You mentioned Berry. We've got Berry in there at the moment, and has been given opportunity, and I thought it was one of his best games on the weekend. Yep. We were really pleased with that. We're always looking at that balance. You know, Hatley goes in and out. He often swaps in games, and it probably goes unnoticed because we probably look at centre bounce as our midfielders. Things change in game, you know, and I don't want to give too much away, but we don't often keep a winger on a wing and so on. Yep. We're playing an extra mid at the moment, so Hatley gets a fair bit of time on ball. Probably what you're talking about, I think what there's a lot of noise out there is about, you know, where's some of these, you know, Chase Jones, where's Schoenberg, these guys are ready to go. They will come. They'll get their opportunity. Shoney went back to SAFL and did some work on some parts of his game, and we've been really pleased with what he's done back there. It'll just be the right timing for that. And then all of a sudden you put Berry with Schoenberg, Saligo and Hatley. All of a sudden we've become one of the youngest midfields in the competition. We're always looking at that balance, though, Bert.
Yeah, I know there's a part of me that thinks, yeah, they've got to develop in the sample, but by playing them, don't you reckon that fast-tracks their career or gets them going quicker?
Yeah, no doubt. Playing AFL footy, the speed of the game, and again, the key to that is don't throw them in the deep end and just leave them in there to drown. So
there's a balance.
There is, and I'm happy to talk about Shoney because Shoney's done some amazing work, and that's Harry Schoenberg on his game, and he knows there's an area of his game he needed to get right. He's gone and done that. Can't wait to get him back in when the time's right at AFL level, when we feel like he's ready to go, and when the team's ready for him to come back in.
Hey, Nixie, would you love a big-bodied mid? Like, I'm thinking like a Cripps or a Green for GWS. Have we got anyone on our list that you think
could... Two of the best players in the comp.
No, I know, but, you know, someone that could possibly play that sort of role.
Oh, look, if you asked any of our players, would you love a Cripps in alongside your big-bodied mid? Or would you? Yeah, of course, they're going to say they'd love to play alongside some of these guys. What comes with that is, what's it going to cost you as a footy club? To get some of those players at the moment. I tell you what we have got, guys. We've drafted over the last couple of years. We've done really well with the draft. I feel like, you know, Josh Rochelli coming into the side at some stage, he's going to get his opportunity in and around the footy. And he is a big, strong, powerful young man. He's still developing, but he'll be one of those mids you're talking about in time. Jake Saligo is already proving to be a really strong midfielder. He won't necessarily be a Cripps, but he'll be his own version of what a really strong midfielder is. So, you know, even in other areas on the ground, we've got Riley Thilthorpe, who's still developing as a young kid, but before you know it, it's going to explode and become that man that we know he will. I thought the weekend was another great step for him as well. So there are some positives coming through.
Just before we let you go, mate, do you touch on the last 3 minutes? I think it was four goals in the last 3 minutes. I know you don't want to be negative in the rooms after, but you must have been seething that last few minutes.
Yeah, we do. And without going into too much detail, but to give you a bit of a perspective on it, it wasn't good enough. And we never accept, that sort of finish to a game. However, what we do in some of those situations, with 3 or 4 minutes to go and we're down by, say, 20-odd points, we'd rather have a crack at winning the game. We're going into every game trying to win. And if that means, you know, we think we're still a sniff, we might basically go green, where we go all out a bit more attacking than usual. We take some risks with the ball. But looking back on it, guys, to be honest, it wasn't why they scored their goals. We dropped off in probably the mindset, you know, looking at trying to score more. We forgot about the defence, and that's really disappointing in the end because the game was, it was a lot closer than 40-odd
yeah,
points.
Yes, it was.
It doesn't, look, when you get to the end, we lost. You don't get the 4 points on the in the premiership table. You don't get the win. So you feel, you know, really disappointed, as I know our members and supporters have, but those who have watched the game would have probably seen we're in it, you know, with halfway through the last, we felt like we had the momentum. You know, we get within 13 points, we've got it all going our way, and we just let ourselves down in a couple of contests.
Well, Matty, obviously you've got to regroup for the North Melbourne game down in Tasmania. The boys are sitting 4-9. Percentage has been average. So the next 4 or 5 weeks are going to be really important for this footy club.
Yeah, they are. And you're right, it starts, you know, we get to work. We recover from yesterday and we head down to Tassie and take on North, and we're going to bring our best down there and look to bounce back.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Matty.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
You got some messages there. Now, tomorrow, Port Adelaide fans, we're going to catch up with Alia Lear.
Yes.
So we'll talk about your wonderful performance on Saturday, Adelaide Oval. Boom was very impressed with Port Adelaide.
Oh, he's coming in studio, isn't
he's
he?
In. Yes. Our boy's in.
What rap song are we going to play?
Yes. I will find one for him.
I might dress up in my rap gear, I reckon.
You're going to dress up in your rap gear. What do you call yourself? What's your rapper name?
Midacool. Midacool.
That's honestly concerning.
Now, up next, we're going to talk about our tour, our winery tour yesterday with our little Rush Hour family and our lovely wives and our captain, Jimmy Brayshaw, and his lovely partner, Lisa. Now, Bern, you've got some text messages coming through.
Yes. This is from Michael Nick. From Seacombe Guns. Yeah. The Crows don't need talent. They need to kick straight and minimise turnovers. Well, Michael, that is talent.
You need
opinion.
Talent, Michael.
You need to be able to kick.
To actually kick.
Jars, you're always banging on about Ben Key's kicking.
Yep.
Jimmy Rose kicked 8 goals, 9 this season, just saying.
But, mate, you got the point. That's wrong. I've been critical of Ben Key's field kicking.
Yeah.
He's running at 52% efficiency.
And decision-making.
If you're not over 70% in the AFL, you shouldn't be playing in the midfield. Mm. So don't bang on about James Rowe missing. Yeah, he knows he's missing goals. So is Tex Walker. You can't miss those sets off for goals.
Just want to congratulate Jar. This is from Gav. Congratulate Jars on giving Freeling their first win in over 1,000 days. Cheers, Gav.
No, that's okay. And they played, mate, they were outstanding on Saturday. Mm. And well done to that football club. So we've got to get back to work.
Speaking of droughts, we're going to speak to a couple that have come off a big drought a little bit later.
The Nangwara Saints.
Nangwari, I think it's called. The Saints. Their song, is that the well?
I would imagine, yeah. The captain and vice captain we're going to chat with.
Both.
Jackie and Joel.
Jack and Jill.
And they're at the pub too, I'm led to believe.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
That text line 0488 51047.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
It's the Rush Hour.
Fetch her what? A pail of water.
Rush Hour went to lunch yesterday as a family, as a team. We took our lovely wives, Abs, and my wife, Maz, and beautiful Catherine, and Jimmy Brayshaw, our captain of the Rush Hour group. He was in town because you two are best buddies, and he was calling the footy with you and Rocky, which was fantastic too, Saturday. You and Rock and
a lot of text messages coming through.
I reckon that's the A-team.
You reckon?
Yeah,
Rock's a part of that?
No, there's other chunkheads from Melbourne.
What, Rocky's a part of the A-team?
I think
now
he
you
is.
Are talking
No, I think he is with Burn. But anyway, we had a lovely day, and thank you for the invite, Greg.
No, it was good.
That's okay.
It was a lovely day.
That's all right. No, both of you, Jars rang me this morning. Pity G couldn't be there because you were interstate.
I wasn't even invited.
You didn't invite
you
G.
You did not invite me.
Nah, but you didn't.
And I saw all over your socials, and I thought, you know, how lovely that they're bonding outside of work.
You would have flown back from Melbourne to come, would you, Jay?
And why couldn't Benny make it?
Where was his invite?
That producer wouldn't have gone.
So this is why actually you don't – there's no point in organising anything because you're always going to offend someone. G's looking at me with daggers. I'm getting
– Anyway.
Benny's cut up rough.
No, well, he's just given another $1,000.
He's counting coins.
He's going to be turfed out anyway because they've got no – anyway. It was a lovely day. And we went to where?
We went to Sidewood.
Yeah.
So thank you very much because we had a bit of a tasting, didn't we, at the start of the day.
And
so
what did you do with the sword?
Yeah, what's that?
The saber sword.
The champagne bottle with the sword.
I tell you,
cut it off.
It was very
jagged at that edge.
You know what? No, it wasn't. It was very smooth.
I checked it.
And he gave me an 8 out of 10.
Mm. He did.
Which I thought it was a 9 at least.
Nah, I thought there was some room
for
improvement.
And I've got to say, the food and the entertainment was lovely. And then we got gate crashed by the Port Adelaide chairman, Damien Koch.
Didn't you go to water, mate?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Didn't you go to water?
Capitulated.
No, I didn't. I wished him all the best.
Well, Bernie was running around outside with his kids, but Koshy came up and he was in.
He
was like, "Is there any chance you blokes can get behind us? You know, you just bag
he
out
had me in a headlock.
Sort of like in a jovial sort of way."
Imagine if I came back in and you're in a headlock. I would have been like, "Well, it doesn't matter if it's David Koch."
But I tell you what. In the space of about 10 seconds.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Jars went from being, and then after 10 seconds, he had his tongue out. And he was licking Koshy's backside.
No.
Like, I reckon you might be top four, you guys. I'd be extending Kenny Hinckley's contract.
I heard, true or false, because I was at the playground. Don't worry, I'll get to my drive-by in a minute. Was Jars referring to Port Adelaide as we? And
no.
Yes.
No, yes.
No, yes. No, I heard this.
We did not.
You were saying we might make the top.
I did not.
So you're Port Adelaide now?
I didn't change. No, not at all. No.
Well, what's with the we in us?
No, I didn't. No, no.
You went to water. True or false as well. What a great win Saturday for us.
Yes.
That's what Jarvis said with the double fist.
I didn't say that at all.
It was embarrassing.
No, it wasn't, Greg.
Because when the girls told me when I got back, I thought, no way.
No.
We wouldn't have done that, Jarvis.
No way.
Anyway.
But you saw Koshy.
He's after you, he was.
Well, I'm walking out. I know, he got me. As I'm walking back in with Harv, I'm just coming in the door. I see him come out. I don't know what's happened. He goes, I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
And you can something. I'm like, what's happened here? I was like, and I come in and then you're waving your Port Adelaide flag and trying to call Travis Boak. I was like, what's happened there? And you've been looking for you. And then I forget what he said. I said, Harv, come on, let's get out of here.
Now, I learned a lot about you.
You learned a lot about me,
about,
did you?
In that environment, because you had probably 6 or 7 bottles of red. Mr. Jimmy Brayshaw. Right. You want to be cool?
Only because Maz banned you from drinking.
No, because I'm not pleasant on red wine.
Yeah, but she said I saw her kick you in the leg because I was sitting next to you. That's enough.
No, well.
That's enough.
He's
trying to act responsible.
I turned into the Incredible Hulk.
I could see the Hulk just starting to appear.
I don't like their beer. All right, so I'd rather have the old West End draft
Cooper's
Parlour.
Well.
Anyway, it is what it is. But you kept saying to yourself, just call me GB.
I kept saying to myself.
Yeah, no, to us, call me GB.
To myself.
Don't call me Greg. Call me GB.
Yeah, no.
Who do you think you are?
GB.
Yeah, you said it to the waiter and Shano, the lovely bloke that looked at Wayno, who looked after us. You've gone, no, call me GB. You're different when you've had a few. You're a different person.
What's with the initial thing?
Yeah, GB.
I didn't ask you to call me BV.
No one ever calls me GB.
Catherine, your wife, said you're a flog. She goes, he's a flog, isn't he, Andrew?
Actually,
and she called you chicken lips too.
Yeah, she did. White legs.
So we've got to call you GB now.
So you're GB, are you?
Yeah, you changed.
Just don't go making stuff up, mate.
You've changed.
I think because, you know, JB, GB, that sort of thing. You know,
there you go.
He just wants to be like the cool kids.
GB, JB,
BV,
BV,
AJ.
Well, you know what? JB came back to my place afterwards and he said, wasn't that a great afternoon? Yeah. Bernie and all the girls. And he's like, when can Jars shut up at any stage? He just likes taking over.
He didn't say that. We were having a good chat. I heard him say that.
Oh, next time he said,
you were too busy in the bloody kitchen there trying to make their food. You were rowdy yesterday.
What about the bloke with the jumper on backwards?
Yeah, just quickly, what happened?
Well, the table next to us, he had a little V-neck jumper on over the top. He'd obviously just put it on. But the V was at the back. So I'm like, what's going on here? I can't just let that go. I've got to go. So I end up sitting next to him. And I go, mate, if anything, and he's pulling like he's itching his neck.
He's
choking him. I go, well, because your V's at the back. I tipped it outside like that, and his tag's rubbing against his neck, this big red line. I go, but it's not your fault. What about all you knacker bags here? Burn. They're 80.
Oh, that was three parts.
Burn gave him some very direct feedback.
He did.
What about you just letting him do it?
Oh, well, I had lots on. I was entertaining the ladies.
Oh, no, okay.
Hey, GB.
You were getting your foot trodden on by Maz.
Look at the sun.
It's setting behind the clouds.
Look at that. That is
beautiful.
Isn't it, G?
It's really beautiful.
Oh, look at that.
Well, it's just the
We're
sun
doing
going.
Radio,
it's just the sun
yeah,
going.
But the family's sitting at the lights.
It
or
does it every night.
Families and having their din-dins, be able to see the beautiful the sun there. Mm, voicemail's not far away.
Yo, I like
so we'll
that.
See who's checked in
it
there.
It's Monday, isn't it?
Forget. And we're going to catch up with the winning team. The Nangwari Saints won their first game since 2014.
14.
We're going to catch up with their captain, Jack, and their vice-captain, Joel.
Jill, right. Jack and Joel.
And they're at the pub. Their first win... In what? They've lost 104 games consecutive.
Yeah,
great story.
It is.
All right, down there at the, Mount Gambier way there,
yep,
Burn?
Yeah, southeast.
30K
southeast.
North of Mount Gambier. So yep. Well done, lads. We'll have a chat to them. Some news coming out of Collingwood, Boone.
Yeah, there is. And, Channel 9 have just mentioned this. Yep. So Magpies have reportedly withdrawn their contract offer for Jordan Nogali after the Bali trip on the weekend. So
Burn.
A lot to play out still. He's only returning today, I think.
Oh,
I've heard
dear.
On the news. So we don't really know what's happened, but it was a bad look.
They're fed up.
It was a bad look. Yeah,
absolutely.
But if we're videoed out on the gas,
yeah.
We're probably not going to look that great
but
either.
Burn, but why would Collingwood let him go in the first place? Knowing his history is that he likes to play up when he
technically
leaves the
country. You can't stop anyone doing anything.
But
he probably should think himself.
Contract time.
Do you reckon this is a good look? Because he's obviously going over there to
get away from the limelight. He's not getting away from anywhere.
But he gets video with everything he does.
Well,
as long as there's nothing he's done to break the law.
And we're not saying there is, but that's big news coming out of Collingwood.
That's big. They've withdrawn their contract offer.
Other clubs will start circling you, won't they?
But some clubs will go, I don't think he's the right fit anyway. But some clubs will go, our leadership program, we'll handle him. We'll get him on the right track.
Greg and family, he's one of the best. And I miss him every weekend calling football.
I'm still here.
Channel 7, Bruce McAvaney, who got inducted as an Hall of Famer in the Logies last night. And I reckon his speech was just magnificent. And here's a bit of Brucey.
How do you respond publicly to something that I've just seen? I've watched people that I admire, I've known for decades, talk about me. I do feel like I've left this world for another. Eddie and I, we go way back, as you saw. He was the Broadmeadows colt. He had a head full of steam and nothing was going to stop him. Dennis and I started as colleagues and we ended up as friends. Can you ask for any more than that? And that AFL Grand Final that we called his last, when the Bulldogs broke the drought and defeated the Swans, remains my favourite memory as a football caller.
Oh, we toast as he speaks.
No, he's good.
Mate, he's
so
the best.
Good.
I tell you what, I've been very fortunate. So the work that I've been doing with Channel 7 Cricket, I've gotten to know Bruce and he's spoken at a few of our functions. He's the nicest bloke. And he's been on Triple M quite a bit, hasn't he, over the years?
Song.
And he's just
an angel, mate.
It's like when you talk to someone, he's completely engaged in what you're saying, and not just, you know, you can say some things and sort of switch off a little bit. He's so engaged, and you know, he looks you in the eye when he really cares about what you're saying. I love it,
and I'm sincere in what I'm going to say next. KG, and Bruce McAvaney, their names should be at the Adelaide Oval Media Centre. So when you call football, it's the KG and Bruce McAvaney Media Centre.
Like that.
You know, it should be. We've got to acknowledge two of the best.
They're
absolutely. Mm. They should be acknowledged down at Adelaide Oval.
Yep, I like that.
That's just my take on it. Anyway, Greg, Joe Biden, the president of the US.
He's had a fall. What's he doing on a bike? Like is he 100 yet?
Probably riding
it. Is
he had his 100th?
Oh, he's...
But he was on a bike. I only saw the photo of him off his bike. All right. So
Lycra was he wearing?
Beg your pardon?
Well, Lycra. What was he wearing?
He
what
had
colour?
His cleats on and his he was really into it.
Good on him.
He had a little frappuccino and...
Did he?
No, he didn't. But he fell off his bike. So 133.53.
Oh, no.
There's got to be a lot of bike stories.
So how did he fall off? Did he just smash into the curb? Or,
well, he might have... He's old, Jar.
Yeah,
he might have just sort of...
I see a lot of elderly ride their bikes.
Mm.
And it's fantastic. Don't discourage
exercise
him.
Is great, but... It's probably, is he getting on a little bit
to
be
flapping
around on
just
a bicycle?
If he forgets his name, he probably forgot what side of the road to ride on.
He needs to be careful, Jars.
133353.
What's your worst stack on a bike?
Yeah, what about you? So, what's yours?
Oh, hang on. The phone's calling. Is Mark Ricciuto? Oh, no. He just tried to headbutt a car.
Yeah, because he was perving on a young lass walking down the street. He was. He was gawking his eyes.
We shouldn't laugh, but we will.
I remember being at, so I grew up in Angaston. Now, you've been to the Angaston Oval recently.
Lovely,
but,
lovely.
So my old man was playing cricket there, and I was going around on my bike, but I had a head-on collision with someone else, and I split, so my finger got caught between both the handlebars. So it split my finger, but I'll never forget. Dad was next in, and I went up and said, Dad, I'm in a bit of strife here, and he cracked the, he had to take me to get it stitched up. And
Couldn't you wait? How old were you?
Why didn't you walk? It didn't hurt your legs.
Hospital.
Just walk.
No, I was about eight. My finger was
nearly
fell off, mate.
Why didn't you ride your bike down there?
It was in about three parts.
Your best bike stack after the US President Joe Biden had a bit of a spill over the weekend and his Lycra smashed into somewhere. A pole or was it what did he do? Hit a curb?
Pothole?
A pothole, was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's all right, though, the president.
Is he?
Yeah, he's all right. Okay. Yeah, he obviously just dust up. And
hole in the Lycra.
Back in the day, I had just a quick story. I was Holden Hill, Goodini Crescent, had a bike, had a dragster, green dragster. I needed some money, so unfortunately I had to go and do some bit of a milk round.
Always comes back to money for Jars.
I did a bit of a
money
milk round.
And breaking the law.
And then I got chased down the road at Goodini Crescent at the skating park and smashed into a stabby pole.
So they caught you.
Yeah, I've got it gone. Let's go to Paul from Adelaide. G'day, Paul.
How you going?
What's your story?
Yeah, I was going back a while now. It's about 15, heading down fishing at Moonza Bay. Just as you go down into the car park of the jetty, there's about a 150-metre hill that goes down about 45-degree angle.
Downhill, yeah.
I've gone flying down the hill into the car park, and a car's just whacked the brakes on straight in front of me. Straight into the rear end of the car, buckled my front wheel in half. I went straight up over the top of the car, ended up in front of the car, face planted.
Whoa.
Got up, they pay for the front wheel on my bike to be fixed, but I had to walk 3 days back into Moonza to get it fixed.
Oh my God.
Carrying my bike on my shoulder.
No broken bones?
No, just a broken face.
That's the boy. They couldn't even give you a lift.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for sharing that.
Charmaine, what's your story with your bike? Charmaine?
Oh, hey guys. I'm all for oldies riding their bike and keeping fit, but Joe Biden, he wasn't even riding.
No.
He was walking it into a stationary position, and he fell off.
What, the cleats got stuck in?
He didn't unclip the cleats.
His feet were on the ground, and he was walking.
Come on, Joe.
And then he just went plonk to the side, and he was down. You got to Google it. You have to Google it.
Only Joe Biden could crash a bike he wasn't riding.
I've just Googled it. It's not the first time he's fallen off either. Get on your Charmaine, beautiful stuff.
Let's go to Lee from Gawler. What's your bike story?
Yeah, g'day guys. So my old man thought ahead and went out to my uncle's, took his bike there to have a few tubes. On the way home, he thought, might get myself some Subway. So he stopped in, grabbed himself some Subway, throwing it on the parcel rack at the back, started cruising off down the road, and lo and behold, the boys in the blue following him a little bit.
Oh, no.
He got a bit nervous and Tomokatsu left his Subway on the road, finally got home and goes to me, hey, Lee, do you mind going back to get me Subway? I'm a bit hungry.
No. Don't worry about the bike.
Yeah, not worried about the bike. So I just went down there and picked up the bike, picked up the Subway, and by the time I got home, he was already asleep. So
you didn't want it anyway.
You said it yourself.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you. Let's go to Sarah from Mitchell Park. You've got a couple of stories with your bike.
Yes, I'm famous there now from falling off my bike more than riding it, but that's okay. My favourite one was probably when we were all dressed up. I was seeing this fella, and he thought it'd be nice to go for a bike ride down to the local shop. He said, jump on the handlebars, babe.
Yeah, I've got you. We're all dressed up. I think I was wearing white. Got out the driveway, stuck my foot straight in the front of the wheel.
Oh.
The bike went flying. I went up and over the front handlebars. He went up in the air, landed on top of me in the middle of the road. The neighbours were all looking. Just kept driving.
Good
Any
stuff.
Any injuries?
No.
No, she's gone. She's gone. Burn, yeah. Bam Bam. G'day, Bam Bam.
Who's Bam Bam?
One sec. Bam Bam, you there?
Yep.
Mm, interesting name.
Bam Bam, Bam from Perth.
See, is this a nickname or is this your real name?
No, it's no setup, boys. So I'm over here on a business trip from Perth, and there was a very famous footy player that played at Glenelg that was originally from Perth, played in the back pocket, number 3, Gibbsy. And Gibbsy and I grew up together, and when we were kids riding up to junior footy training, you remember the old drags to push bikes in the old days?
Yeah, that's the one Jars crashed.
Yep.
Yeah. So Gibbsy had one, but he'd lost the gear stick knob off the top, and we're riding up this street in Dinella back in Perth, and we're having a drag race up the hill so you could get up the hill the fastest, and Gibbsy went ass over the front of the bar and impaled himself with the gear stick right through his leg. So he ended up having to get the fire engine boys to come out and cut the bar and take him to hospital with the gear stick stuck in his leg.
Jeez, he's impaled.
The great Ross Gibbs.
Mate, the great Ross Gibbs is lucky he's even playing footy, mate.
He was a superstar, Bam Bam. Mate, serious. Thanks for your call, Bam, buddy. And, good to get that story about the great Rossy Gibbs.
Mm.
But anyway, be careful when you ride your bike.
Yeah. Wear your helmet.
Right now, it's time to check who's called in for Bernie, Bluey and Jars over the weekend. It's the Rush Hour voicemail.
You have 12 new messages.
Oh, g'day, boys. Ken here. Good win on the weekend. Not a lot of compliments coming through, but it's always good to keep the peanut gallery quiet for another week. Someone's at the door. I got to go.
Money bag from GWS for Ken.
Yeah. Hello, Bluey. It's Warren here from Adelaide Suits. Sorry for the hold-up. I know you're having dinner with James Brayshaw, so we just needed to make a few adjustments to the rental. We just needed to extend the cut across the shoulders and drastically reduce space in the crutch area.
Oh, g'day, boys. Biggles here. Jeez, hope Will Powell's okay after that sickening leg injury against the Crows. Nothing worse than seeing an appendage bent back on itself. Like the time the Swiss female bodybuilding team crashed at my house. Actually said Swiss clockwork. Not the kind of heavy bag work I was expecting. Oh, get me the Voltaren.
He's done his back here.
I said it's Swiss made because it's got two hands and a face on it.
Yeah, g'day. Paul Frank here. I've got a complaint here from Bernie Vince after his round on the weekend. Wanted to know why the use of your driver was banned. You say everyone pisses in the bushes by the 10th hole. Greens are absolutely dismal and a disgrace. And we have footage of you doing a line locker on your way out of the car park. Look, I'm more than happy to discuss it, mate. Call me back or get in touch with me through the website, www.adelaidekidsminigolf.com. Oh, g'day, Nixie here. I can't lie, it was hard to watch. I know I sound like a broken record, but genuinely, Jars, don't wear your dick stickers with an open robe when you go out to get your paper.
Oh, g'day, boys, it's Tex. Another loss on the weekend. We'll bounce back. It's what we do. I'm committed to the club. I'm a one club player. See you soon, boys. How was that, Stewie?
Yeah, it was good, Tex.
Hi, it's producer Benny here. I can't make it in again this week. I've had to go to a conference last minute. I'm doing it for you, so don't be upset.
Jordan. The Gowie! You're shouting it!
Oh, boys, it's Ken. Not in my 85 years of broadcasting have I ever be confused about am I on air or not. Fair dinkum, disgraceful. You lot need to be more aware of when you're on and when you're not. Fair dinkum. That'll tell the knuckleheads. KJ! Yes, correct, wait, yes, hello, yes, I don't know who you are.
Oh, no.
Oh. I remember having this many sad blocks.
It's still going. Oh.
Jeez. George. Prostate's all right.
That's out.
Stop it.
Hey, I need to call Sal and tell her to make sure the Hider Rangers get. Oh, shit. it's Matto, your boss.
Yeah.
Look, congratulations on another outside broadcast from another bloody pub. Look, we're chasing commercial ratings on a commercial station, and other stations are giving away overseas trips and a shitload of cash at the same time as you guys are on air. So I reckon we might give the 6-minute on-air raffle draw to win a football a miss next time. Wow. Oh, yeah, right, M&G, it's Warren here. Love the show. Listen to you every arvo. Well, you reckon you're the best thing about the show. Just wondering if you wanted to go out and, I don't know, get some KFC this arvo. Just after you knock off, if you like. I'm currently in the city. If so, would you mind bringing $2,000 for my bail, please?
Burn, Mika from the Stansbury pub. We're thinking about doing a bachelor auction with all the single blokes and the CMS crows. Couldn't figure out a baseline price, so we're just going by weight by the butcher. You can pick up a small forward for $19 a kilo, a ruckman for $26, and a full back for $10. Yeah, it's cheaper when you buy in bulk.
Good afternoon, Rush Hour Adelaide crew. Thank you for the dinner on the weekend, Greg Blewett. Maybe next time you might pay. I'll tell you one thing, though, Jarman. Nothing like having a special cuddle with your beautiful wife, Maz. You bring it up every show. You are a very lucky man, Jarman. You know it. She's lucky with a man your size. When you get toey, you have to give Maz directions. You fat.
There are no more messages.
Oh, that's a Rush Hour voicemail. All thanks to Elmat Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scenes. Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning. It's the Rush Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
What do you got, Tyke?
Got a few things. June 20th today.
Yeah.
World Refugee Day today. And do you know, since I've got a little fact here, more than 930,000 refugees have made their way to Australia since World War II. 930,000.
Wow. Nice.
Nearly a million, guys. Nice.
Good.
That's a lot. A few birthdays today, June 20. Frank Lampard.
Yes.
You know him?
Superstar from Chelsea Football Club.
Yes. Very good. Nicole Kidman today as well. And the great Lionel Richie. We've got a couple of his songs.
See you. See me. Stay for always. That's the way it is.
I think this is best.
Yes.
This is best.
Yes.
This is best one.
All night long. Yeah, sing it, Greg.
Oh, no.
I think I might have another one coming up here in a minute.
Here we go.
Oh, this is good.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
This I sung this to Abby.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Oh, how good's that? few things happen
that's
on this
good.
Day.
He's that's a wonderful great. Talent too. He is. I reckon he's a lovely man
unbelievable.
Too. Unbelievable.
Lionel Richie. On this day, 1999, Australia won the ICC Cricket World Cup.
Whoa!
And Kimmy is against Pakistan at Lords by 8 wickets. Who hit the winning runs?
Darren Lehman.
Boof!
Big
hit
boof
the winning runs. What are you looking
for? I thought you were playing audio. Well, maybe get some audio on that then.
I've got some more audio coming up because this is a big one. On this day, 1975, the movie Jaws hit the theatres. Now, a bit scary back then. I've got a few little highlights here. Listen. Oh, not that music. Don't do it, G.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mate.
Under the water. Is it anything more scary than this sound?
Because you don't know what's underneath.
Silence.
The beaches were deserted for years.
Yeah.
No, they were.
People were going to the beach, ankle high, that was it.
How many Jaws movies were there?
Three.
That's the reason I don't surf. Jaws.
Because of the movie.
And you know
but
what?
No, looking back, you know what? 1975, so it's pretty fake.
But
sort
Greg,
of shark.
They wouldn't even go near you because you're all little skinny bones.
Yeah, well, they go for
they
you,
like
Joe.
A bit of meat. Why?
Well, what did you say then?
I could be
the entree before the main course. You.
Who's the main course?
I'll tell you what, they won't be hungry after they finish with you, Joe.
Oh, they won't be, will they? Well, they'll be licking their lips, will they?
Fluid retention or not. Great show, guys.
That's it for the Rush Hour.
We're going, are we?
We're back 4 p.m. tomorrow on Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Now at the new time, 4 p.m. on Triple M. And also on Listener.